congratulations over in France.
Especially the JOHN.
Yes.
Invite
them over. There's one of these little, small.
The small one. Well, now this thing gives you the true sound.
Mm-hmm. Theirs didn't.
It's kind of old, beat up, and isn't nearly as good as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad. Where it's really good.
Tell me what your speech is going to be on. Tell Mark what your speech is going to be on.
When?
When?
What are you giving a speech for?
In December.
For school.
A program?
No.
Oh, just in a class?
Yes.
What are you going?
Cats.
What are some of the things you're saying?
Well, I haven't got it really yet.
Well, I know. Just some of the things you're going to say in your speech.
I'm going to tell about some cats. I'm going to tell.
Are you going to tell about your cats? How
nope.
many you have? Or just things
different
that
kinds.
Cats do?
Yes.
Oh. Want to hear what you just said?
No. You know, several conversations going on.
Yes.
What?
Do you want to hear yourself?
You have to talk pretty close to it.
Hear yourself on there. Go on.
Say something.
Come on, just say something.
Say your name.
Say your name.
Come on.
Say that big word you heard.
You hear what you sound like.
What's that big word in?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Should we go? Anti-tish establishment
interiorism.
Talk to each other. Just hold it up close.
Hello, Leslie.
Hello.
Yesterday I saw an elephant.
You did?
He had purple polka dots on him.
Where'd you see it?
In a color book.
The sea, back where my heart is longing to be. Please take the kiss that comforts me. Back to the one I love.
Can you yell? Okay, sing it.
Jesus loves me, the sinner, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so.
Do you know what that you want to put on here?
Yeah.
I've always thought I'd want to make a record. When we're talking about it, I wouldn't be able to think of anything to say.
You'd surely think of something, couldn't you? Joyce and I made a recording and wanted to see if we sounded alike, because they used to say that we did sound alike.
You do. You couldn't tell the difference.
You couldn't?
No, I sound just alike. That was me and Lloyd both talking about how good.
Well, I recognized your voice, but Lloyd didn't sound like him.
Marty said she thought mine sounded like me, but it doesn't.
I think
sound like what
quite
I
a bit like you, Dad. Well, really, it sounds quite a bit like we all do, but we don't sound to ourselves the way we really do.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's right, too.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. Guys, who you suppose is going to get hurt tomorrow?
probably one of mine.
Let's hope not. Turn it off.
Can.
And your voice will come out over there.
You talk to me and your voice will come out on that machine over there. Say something.
Okay.
Well, talk. Talk to Daddy. Tell Daddy what you did today. Can you? Well, tell him you played the swimming pool. Tell him. Talk.
Okay.
Well, you can, too. Tell Daddy all the things you did today.
What did we do with Skippy? What did we do with Skippy?
Where'd we take Skippy?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why did we have to take Skippy away? Vice President Richard Nixon will be heard over a radio station KGNO tonight at 10:30 o'clock, according to a program announcement. The talk, which is to be broadcast, will be delivered at the Freedom Festival at Jackson, Michigan. This festival celebrating the four freedoms is being conducted in connection with the 100th anniversary of the founding of the Republican Party. Period.
Ready?
Yeah.
Reason I'm touchy. On the subject of smoking is a simple one. Statistics notwithstanding, I can't stop smoking. The first. Be quiet. The first thing I do in the morning. Even before I've inspected the plumbing, is to light a gas burner.
Oh.
Let's see. And make like a dragon. When I've chewed up the pack in my pocket, I moose them from newsboys, I steal them off people's desks, and if I weren't afraid somebody might step on my thumb, I'd even be tempted to even more desperate measures. Why can't I stop smoking? The answer is that I once tried to swear off, and if you like Grimm's stories, I'll try to pull myself together and tell you about it. 4 years ago, on my 50th birthday, I decided to give up cigarettes and prove to myself that I wasn't flabby in the resolution department. This decision, I may add, was in no way prompted by those clinical statistics which show that tobacco causes cancer in mice. It's always been my conviction that the rodents got what they deserved. There's nothing sillier than a mouse with a cigarette dangling from his lips. But to get back to my no-smoking resolve, I said to my lady nicotine at 10 o'clock on a Monday night, and around 10:30 I fell fast asleep, thanks to the... Thanks to... I must need glasses. Thanks to dog determination and three of those pills that if you take 19 of, you're dead. When I awoke next morning, I felt fine. For 8 delectable hours, I had dreamed I was floating over a Consolidated Edison smokestack and inhaling like crazy. Along about 11 a.m., however, my gems began trading punches with my jams. When the switchboard operator got me a wrong number, I hollered my head off and she went into hysterics. Cost one box of chocolates and a $5 raise. That afternoon, a cop suggested I move my car away from a fire plug. I thanked him and made an impassioned speech about
Cossacks
and the police department. Cost 2 hours in court and $25 fine.
After dinner, my Mimi screaming at each other in falsetto, I went to see a movie at the Roxy Theater. As I was leaving, a big broad shoulder Jen asked me the time. I told him in no uncertain terms I had no intention of wearing out my watch for a total stranger. The man was nice about it, said my nerves must be on edge, and offered me a stick of gum. As I reached for it, he rammed it into my mouth, wrapper and all. Cost $40 to recap a front tooth.
About the end of the tape here.
Letter from John Vance to Lloyd Viles, dated December 16, 1957. Dear Lloyd, thanks for your good letters of December 11 and 15. Good to hear of the mayor adoption. The information on Wadsworth was good to have and has been forwarded to New York. I do not remember having met Mr. Lisley. I am pleased that you found Ken's letter to Bird helpful. Delay in the processing of slips in this office is all my fault. They are almost invariably processed within a couple of days, but with much traveling during the fall months, some of them have been here for a couple of weeks before I've had a chance to check them over with care. Your plan to call with Ted on Thursday and Friday preceding the meeting sound fine to me. I'm delighted that this plan will fit into your other plans to have Margie spend some time with Vivian. I've been quite enthusiastic about the idea of your calling with Ted, but have been concerned about suggesting this if it would mean staying away from home too long. I will leave it to you to make your own arrangements for getting together with Ted and for reservations in Lafayette. Thanks for sending in your recaps. I agree it is unfortunate that the forms were not revised for this year, and that certainly they will be for next year. Such books as Life by Simpson et al. Are important new publications which we should know more about. Harold and I will check on...